The pandemic wasn't easy on kids, and many spent a lot more time indoors, looking at screens. Now, summer camps in Pittsburgh are luring young people back outside. Recently, the Allegheny Front's Justin Stewart visited a Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy camp at Frick Park to learn more.
It's a warm Friday afternoon in Pittsburgh's Frick Park. People are riding bikes and walking the trails. Children are sitting in the grass, talking and laughing, waiting to get picked up from camp. 13-year-old Violet Plessy is showing her mother a spoon that she whittled over the past week.
We're all so happy to have been done with our one project that we've been working on for so long, and then we get to eat ice cream with it, and every year that's just one of the best parts.
This is Plessy's third year at the summer camp at Frick. Geared towards middle school age children, the emphasis is on helping kids learn basic survival skills and interacting with the environment, while building a sense of community between peers. Plessy likes it because she says it's laid back, and it forces her to get outside of the house.
I'm never as excited to go outside, and I have to get myself to go outside. But then when I'm outside, I'm always finding something to do, and I'm always happy being out there.
The camp has been around for more than 20 years, and for the past 16 years, it's been geared as a survival camp, teaching kids skills like how to make spoons with things from nature, how to start a fire, and how to collect stream water. Surveys show that most American teenagers have cell phones and use them for up to 9 hours a day. That's one reason why for some kids, being out in nature can feel completely foreign.
Sometimes when they come, they're afraid.
Patty Himes is a camp coordinator and naturalist educator.
And so we are not focused at all on forcing them to enjoy nature. We let them be afraid and we stand there with them. We let them know that it's okay to be afraid and we hold their hands.
Himes says it's the kids that make the camp special for her. She sees them consider together how to be kind and inclusive, and also watches them gain confidence in their abilities.
It's really gratifying to watch these students build skills, and we want them to be able to be proud of something, and it helps them to kind of center on something and focus on something. In addition, we hope they want to get outside. The more comfortable you are with being outside, the more you want to go out.
Camp counselor Ryan Malkin always loved being in nature, and attending the camp in middle school reinforced that. Now, at age 20, nature still brings out the kid in him.
There's a good spot in Shenley Park that I like to go to look for frogs, some meadowy areas in this park that are beautiful, or just I like climbing trees, I like rock climbing.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, many teens reported high levels of anxiety, depression, loneliness, and stress. Malkin thinks his love of nature and his comfort in it helped him during that time.
I really did spend a lot of time biking during 2020, 2021. That was a really good thing for me. I met a lot of people in the biking community that are really cool.
Malkin hopes that kids at the camp also start to find comfort outdoors. And when they feel those record hot days and breathe in smoke from wildfires, they understand the need to protect nature.
I think that attending this camp gave me a greater appreciation for nature, which, as I've gotten older, I've sort of channeled that into learning more about climate change and policy around that and stuff.
Plessy, the 13-year-old camper, says she's seeing that sometimes it just helps to step away from a screen and walk outside.
You never really get bored when you're outside. When you do, it's in a good way. You can just lay down or relax and just be outside, but there's always another thing that you can do.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Justin Stewart.